living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
All right. That was just uncalled for. I'm telling you, the thing was working just fine 2 seconds before the music kicked in. That's how it goes sometimes. Technology, what are you going to do? It is to... You got to be kidding me with this thing. Yeah. I got a loose... Well, actually, it's a weird loose tight thing. What's going on is the cable is being pulled really tight as I move my microphone, and it's pulling the other end of it out. So let me just loosen this up. What's going on is I move my I'm in the process of getting a whole new studio together, and slowly but surely parts of it are coming together. And one of the things I've done is I've moved everything around. I have my monitors reset up. I have my microphone in a completely different position. And so I think what's happening here is I was moving it, and it was just pulling it disconnected. But it seems to be fine now, right? Okay, cool. All right. So we'll try this thing one more time. We're here. We're live. And you know what? That's one of the beauty things of live. You know, that's just that whole potential for something to go wrong or for something to go just as right, on the other hand. So we're here as usual, live 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, to talk about this anarchy thing, to get this idea out of everybody's head that they aren't an anarchist, because they are. They just don't know it yet. That's really my point in all of this, and just to get you to this notion that we do everything that we do without thought or consideration for authority or what its opinion is of the things that we do, the majority of things that we do, for certain. And so why can't we just apply that to everything? What do we need authority for? And of course, immediately somebody starts talking about rules, and well, then there's no rules and there's no law, and there's it's just, this really isn't true. It's about the idea that these things should be voluntary, that they should be transparent, that you should be able to participate in them as you see fit. If you go to an employer, most places around the world, if you go and agree to be employed by somebody, you're just accepting a simple contract, and the terms are generally spelled out right there for you. They're straight right out there for you. It says, these are the rules that we go by. These are the things that you will have to do. Hopefully they're spelled out for you. A lot of times they're really not written out that clearly, and it can be taken advantage of. But let's talk about real world. Let's talk about professional. Let's talk about this thing that we do every single day that gets the world to go around. You know what I'm talking about? It's such a larger nebulous thing that it's almost impossible to grasp the entire concept of how much we do without thinking about what anybody else is concerned about it. And we do it in business with a certain set of ideas in place, and that's of increasing the business, increasing opportunities, getting a better position within the business for yourself, making the business itself better so that everybody is uplifted. Everybody has more pay. There's work for everybody. There's things to do. I always love the Profit. If you've ever watched that show, that's the one where one of these rich guys, I can't think of his name, Marcus Lemonis. He comes in and he invests in companies that are struggling, and his thing is about the people and the process, and it's about doing things deliberately and efficiently. We've talked about all of these concepts before, and so I hope that slowly, as we keep doing this from week to week, that you get the idea that you can have rules, you can even have laws, but you have to have a voluntary participation in it, and there has to be, as there are in all these other places in life, clear reward and consequence spelled out for you in the participation. With the state, you have no idea. You can get pulled over for any reason, and some cop harass you and rob you so that he can collect a paycheck at the end. You don't know. Excuse me, I have my coffee here. I need to light my cigar. I got a little distracted with the start of the show. You don't have a choice when it comes to the state, and you have no idea, because they have these ridiculous thick tomes and they're dusty, and they have all these rules and laws and regulations and codes, and just it's how is that voluntary? How is that? Oh, because you get to vote. That's the theory behind that. Your vote is so far removed from what the politicians do, what the police do, what the gangster criminals do. It's almost ridiculous to even think about. It's funny because I used to be one of those people that was pretty adamant about the not voting thing. That it was just a violation of the NAP, right? And the reality is that your vote is useless, and that's why I've come to other conclusions. So I don't care if you vote anymore, because it hasn't mattered for a long time. Your vote hasn't made any difference. What's the saying? If voting made a difference, it wouldn't be legal, right? And some smart guy said that. Well, there's a reality to it. There's a very clear-cut reality to it, and that's that they introduce who they want, what they want, when they want, where they want, how they want, and you're going to like it or not, and they don't care. They just don't care, because the people that are really in charge are above it all. That's going to be our conversation later today. I have a guest coming in, Michael Howell. He's author of Anatomy of the Global Agenda. It's a three-part book. This is the first part of it. He joins me, and we're going to talk about the New World Order, and we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve, and really how control of the money is at the heart of liberty. It's at the heart of why we are slaves in America. It's that control over the money, and we'll get into some of the history about it, and we'll just we'll just hit on the topic. It's the reality once again. As we come here and do this and talk about this, even for a couple of hours at a time, there's so much going on in the world that we're not even going to begin to scratch the surface of the things that we could be talking about, of the stuff that's important, what really matters. It's Sunday. It's October 13th. A fantastic week, an interesting week in the world that just went by us, and we won't talk about any of it. In fact, I spent more of my time watching TV. Well, I watch TV. It sounds so bad. I talk about just I spent my time watching TV, but I admittedly I spent it watching some stuff to learn a little bit. I guess opinion of history. That's kind of the way that goes. It's all you get anymore. It's been that way since the late 80s, early 90s. In fact, that's one of the things that we're talking about. One of the shows that I was watching, one of the ones that I've been watching is the Tom Hanks history. What is it called off the top of my head? But it's produced by Tom Hanks and a number of other people. Werner Herzog's kid is in there, I think, something like that. It's a little bit of prestige behind the storytelling and who's there and what they're talking about. And one of the things that they're talking about is that change in the news as it began in the 90s, really to consolidate down as it began to expand at the same time. It's real weird. The larger corporations buying up all of the smaller TV stations. I was working in radio and television at the time, in that sense of a real actual what you consider a television station, radio station, as opposed to kind of the way that it's done nowadays, where we can do it so much more remotely than it was at the time, even with satellites still available to us. It wasn't anything like it is now. I hosted and I've produced a lot of shows over the years, and a lot of them, sometimes they were from home studios. Art Bell won for years and years that had done from a home studio. But at the time all this was going on, all these changes were going on, I was actually in the industry, if you will. And it was obvious what was going on as they bought up more and more of the local stations and consolidated power. And that has continued. And the news went from being informational to being almost impossible to distinguish what was opinion, and it really, really got worse in the latter part there of the 20th century. Yeah, right. As the 90s came to an end, and 2000s came in, and Fox became the big news powerhouse that it was for the right, and it really changed. It really changed one of the things. So this is the kind of thing that I was watching during the week. If it concerns you at all that I would be wasting my time and yours by spending it watching a football game or something like that, as opposed to maybe trying to expand my consciousness, I don't pretend that my consciousness can't be expanded by watching something as simple as South Park or Rick and Morty. South Park, they got scrubbed from the Chinese internet, from China, period. It's gone. The episode last week called them out for Hong Kong and the Winnie the Pooh thing and the NBA stuff, all the stuff that's happened over here in the last couple of weeks. And it's been building up over time and is indicative of really China's Abandoned China was the name of the episode. Yep. BAND. And I loved a part of it, and I'm sure producer Ken will agree with me on this, and that was some of the music, the band part of the Band in China episode that happened last week. And that was Stan is upset because his father has started a pot farm in Colorado called Tegrity Farms, and so they've moved out of South Park, and his dad's become sort of this ruthless. I'm sure there's something, some other show that I'm missing that I don't know that there's a reference to, but he's very much gangster, become very gangster, and he's trying to sell his pot in different places, and China was one of the places that happened this week, where he went to China and tried to sell his goods. But the previous week, Stan, he's upset. He's had it with this living out on the farm. He doesn't want to be there anymore, and he's questioning what his dad is doing morally. And so he's writing this great music, and it's just this crazy heavy metal, the kind of stuff that I've talked a little bit about that I enjoy so much while I'm I like the words and enjoy good music that you can actually understand what they say. I also enjoy some industrial metal and some really heavy and just weird mixes. I was talking about the baby metal combination of metal and the Japanese pop and things like that. I really just enjoy new and fresh and different things. And that was sad. That was something I found out this week that I didn't realize and is actually happened maybe a couple of months ago already. Well, sad, whatever. But Sue Metal left the band. She's no longer a member of Baby Metal, and so they were a two-piece for a couple of months, but they found somebody new to replace them. So it'll be interesting to see what the new iteration of that will be and if they will expand their horizons. And it's interesting to watch because you don't think about it, and especially it's completely different culturally. But as far as like heavy metal goes, there's been that tie. You know this if you know your heavy metal history at all. There's always been a huge tie between American metal and the Japanese. The Japanese have always really loved American metal, especially the hair metal band. It all started back in that time period that they really began to love our culture in that sense, particularly in the metal sense. And so it'll be interesting to see, and it has been interesting to compare culturally. They're where we were with the metal sound and things that they're doing mainstream, where we were almost 10 years ago. It's interesting to see a little lag behind it. It's just fun. It's just one more thing that you can, you can find some peace and some enjoyment in. I've always enjoyed the music thing, and it's always interesting to keep up with what's going on, you know, what's happening in the world. Revolting Cocks. Yeah, I do remember the Revolting Cocks. I wasn't a huge fan, but again, just another one of these amazing. I can name bands and talk about music and stuff all day. It's actually interesting. I've been thinking about doing this. I want to try this. I don't know how to do it. I mean, I obviously would have to get up and I would have to go. And what I want to do is I think I want to go and be on that the new Jamie Foxx show. I guess it's been on for a couple of years now. It's a music show. What's it called? Beat Shazam. That's it. Beat Shazam is the name of it. And Shazam, if you don't know, is an application that is an application that if you put it up to your stereo, it hears music and it'll tell you within sort of about 4 seconds, millions of songs. It'll identify the name of the song and the artist for you. And it's interesting because it shows the difference between AI and human thinking and where they're trying to go between here and there and what the gaps are if you really look into it. But on the surface, what you see is a machine who looks through a database, really, through a database of information. And it does it really, really fast because it has fast processing computer power. In comparison to the brain, where you feel it and know it more. It's not just a reserve of information. It's not just something stored on a hard drive. It's actually a part of you. And I've been playing this game. I've done this for years because I've always been into music. I always enjoyed it even from the time I was a child. I know a large expanse of music, and I think that I could get on that Beat Shazam show and beat it up. I think I could beat the machine. The music that I know and know well, I can name it within a split second of the song beginning. Yeah, there's those few that sound the same and things like that that'll get you remakes, things like that. But basically, all I need is just spend a little bit of time studying some of the music that I don't know. We got to go into a break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on at thwartanarchy.com. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
All right, so you're sitting at a computer, you're listening, you have your hands free, you have your eyeballs free. Pull up the website, go to towardanarchy.com, and just take some time to browse around. There's plenty to look at out there, and it's growing more and more as I expand the archive and add new things. And I haven't done any writing recently, but there's always these shows. This is one thing I keep neglecting to mention, and I have to remember to throw this in there more often. For people who are listening on the archive, if you're listening to iTunes or Spotify or iHeartRadio or any of the other places where you can find the archived shows as opposed to the live show, if you're listening to an archived show, you can still follow along like I'm talking about. All you have to do is go to towardanarchy.com, click on the archive, and I'm always saying the day, it's October 13th. So if you go to October 2019 and you click on the 13th, if it wasn't up there on the first page, and it's not going to be in the archive right now because it's on the main page, you'll find the date. But like if you wanted to do last week's show, for instance, Sunday, October 6th, you could click on the archive and click in there, or you could go back to July. You could click on there, Sunday, July 28th. How easy is it to become a federal criminal? Bar backdoors and technology. Yeah, see, that was the day that I talked about technology a little bit. And that's something that came up this past week that you hear about it all the time, but you don't know. If you go to towardanarchy.com, click on today's date, Sunday, October 13th, you'll always be able to do that. See, these links will be there. As long as the website is there, you'll be able to come do this. If you scroll down all the way today to where you start to see the meme of the day right past the EMP shield ad right there, which, you know, need your electronics protected. That's a great resource right there. Win-win situation. You help out the show. Your electronics and expensive devices are taken care of. Protected from feedback loops and all the nasty little things that can happen, including EMPs. It's interesting. You go watch some of the videos. Those guys are coming up next week. Next month, November. My father's coming in next month. That'll be an interesting conversation. He's a Hollywood insider. He works there in Hollywood. Has for many, many years. And the guys from EMP Shield will be coming in. But right underneath the EMP Shield banner on today's date at towardanarchy.com, you'll see this. And I've talked about this before, and I've shown this on video. If you were to go to my YouTube page, you can find something about how Google changes. This is even back then. I think it was back before Ted started doing talks about how badly Google was manipulating search results. If you look up there and you see google.com, and you can see, I even showed like the address bar and stuff, so you can see search toward and anarchy. Those are the words, and I'm searching through Chrome. It's even telling you that I'm searching through the Chrome browser. So I'm searching through the Chrome browser to Google, and I'm searching the word toward anarchy. Sweet. All right, cool. Michael Howell will be joining us coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and he's on the line ready to go. So yes, I like that. Eager to please and get us going. Now it's going to be a great conversation. I know it's a conversation that you guys have been waiting for a while. I hint at it all the time, but we're talking New World Order and the Fed coming up here in just a couple minutes. But this is the pictures there today, towardanarchy.com on today's date. Scroll down there and you'll see it. Google, I searched Toward Anarchy. My page doesn't even show up. If you were to go do it yourself, you'd see the page doesn't show up until about midway through the second page of results. And you'll see that the results that do show up don't even use the words Toward Anarchy. You'll see the very first one is Towards Anarchy with an S. And then there's by the third one, it's To Anarchists. It's got nothing to do with Toward Anarchy at all. And it only gets worse before it gets to mine. Now, if you go look at DuckDuckGo, or if you look at Bing, and I showed those up there, and I checked this out on multiple websites, and only the Google-driven ones produce the results that Google has. Everything else that has real, actual results of what you're searching and doesn't ask all the other stuff, look in the address bar of those images that I captured, and it shows you. Look at all the information and the fact that it's got source information, it talks about my browser. All this stuff in there on the Google search, but the inquiry for DuckDuckGo says Toward Anarchy via web. That's it. That's all it is. And it shows me Toward Anarchy, and you can see on those terms I dominate the terms Toward Anarchy. Not that necessarily anybody's ever going to go looking for those words accidentally, but they are out there and they come up. And so, and of course, if somebody hears the show or sees one of the t-shirts that I'm making that I'll be giving away here on the show to some of the listeners, well, they see that out there. They just see Toward Anarchy on something and go type it in their browser. I know I see things like that, and I do it. The results were the same. Toward Anarchy, you actually see that the pages that I'm associated with, the show is associated with. You also see that the data in it is actually kind of old. If you look at the very bottom there, the Toward Anarchy, it shows the link to the homepage at facebook.com/towardanarchy, and it shows 33 likes, and that's not true. We have more likes than that. In fact, we're almost ready to break 100 likes. Which is a feat because I don't push it. I don't push it at all. I don't push this stuff on my friends. Every once in a while, I'll click an invite and try to get them to come and join the page. But that's it. You know, that's all there is. I don't push it any further than that. So, did we not need to? There we go. I was wondering where it was. I've got my clock up here and I'm actually watching. We're going into a break and our guest, Michael Howell, is coming in next. It's the New World Order and End the Fed and more. Right here on Toward Anarchy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I hear something saying.
Chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they're saying,
I've met a few people in my life. I don't know how you could do it, but I have met a few people in my life that didn't like football. Didn't like to watch football, and that just is wild to me, because when it's on and when it's good, it's amazing. I've got the Kansas City game on in the background, and they're playing against Houston, and it's just a second ago it was 10-0 Kansas City. Now there's 53 seconds before the halftime and it's 17-6 and Houston is knocking on the door, and it's just amazing, the sportsmanship. And it's one of those things we've talked a little bit about. I just hate it when people begrudge people their thing and to enjoy and indulge in their thing, particularly when it doesn't have anything to do with you or anyone else. What's going on is voluntary, and that you know, it's that conversation. It's that long conversation. We're going to get into a different conversation today. Go to towardanarchy.com, and right up there near the top of the page is today's date, Sunday, October 13th. And if you click on that, you can follow along with myself and my guest, Michael Howell. He'll be joining us here in just a second. He is the author of Anatomy of the Global Agenda, first part in a three-part series, and we'll talk to him about that book that he's written and about where the future of it is going. But we're talking about the New World Order. We're talking about ending the Fed, putting an end to Bank of Control, and really taking it a stab at the heart of the evil that is the manipulation, that is the New World Order, that allows it to fund itself and allows it to stay and maintain power for more than 100 years consecutive now, for sure. Certainly over in America, we could talk deeper and deeper as it goes further and further. I don't know how much my guest knows, but he knows enough to go out there and put it down on a piece of paper and put himself out there on the front lines and talk about it. My guest, Michael Howell, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you taking the time, brother. It's good to talk to you, man. Once again, it's one of these things where, we've been friends digitally, socially for a long time, but we really never had a conversation, anything like this. So I've been looking forward to it, and it's really great to get a chance to talk to you. Can you tell my listener a little bit about yourself and how it is that you can find yourself actually stepping out there and doing the thing you do, writing a book and putting yourself out there and making yourself a target for criticism of your ideas,
Well, I guess a little bit of background from me is I'm 45, but I got involved in this when I was 14, and it was the JFK assassination. Obviously, I was too young. I wasn't alive when it happened. But when I was 14, I started really getting into the JFK thing, and that's what really spawned, going down the rabbit hole, like as we like to say. But that's what started. And then I joined the Air Force. I got out of the Air Force. I started getting into media and some other avenues, and I became a policy writer, and I would write policies, and I still do that now. I'm a policy writer. I write articles and I write books, so that's a little bit about me. My brand is Fighting the Tyranny, so if your listeners are on Facebook or whatever, they can go, they can go to the Fighting the Tyranny like page and give it a like and comment on there. I'm very interactive on social media. I don't post something and then walk away from it. If you comment on it, you better believe I'm going to comment right behind you on it. So I'm very interactive. I never, ever have a view that I don't know 100%. I never have a view that I haven't thought, all the way through to conclusions. So anything that you want to talk about today, I'm game. We can go into vaccines, Federal Reserve, geoengineering, whatever you want to go into. But people need to realize that the New World Order isn't just policy. It isn't economics. It is also your vaccines. It is also your chemtrails and your geoengineering and things of that nature. So when you talk about New World Order, you're really encompassing a whole lot. I like to strip the word New World Order and substitute it with globalism. What they did was, if you go back to President Bush's, the first Bush's term, he announced the New World Order, the modern day New World Order. And then Clinton has said it, and then the little prick, the little Bush said it too, and then Obama came along and said it, and now everyone's saying it. What it really is globalism. And that's why I titled my book, Anatomy of the Global Agenda. It is a New World Order agenda. It is Illuminati agenda. Whatever you want to call these scumbags, it is their agenda, but it comes down to being globalism. A show like Toward Anarchy can really grasp on and latch onto a fight that's going to bring in globalism. So I wanted to approach the New World Order, the Illuminati, and all these little key phrases. I want to substitute with globalism, because that is the end game, is globalism.
Fair enough, and it is globalism. There's no question about it. Please use whatever terms you want to use, and just make the picture clear, because it's a big thing. You wanted to break it down into globalism. Explain what globalism is. Absolutely.
Oh wow, well that's a mouthful. before I do that, I use the term New World Order, too. Matter of fact, the very first chapter in the book is called What is the New World Order? So I don't shy away from that term. I just like to modernize it with globalism, because that is the end game. But the question you just asked is, man, it's so loaded, because we could do 4 or 5 shows on what is globalism and still not even scratch the surface.
That's absolutely.
Let me just simplify it. It is total centralized control, power, distribution, and everything of all resources, of all economic policies. It's the police state, not in America, but on a global scale, you know, that kind of interaction. It's not United States military going around the world. It's a global military. So it's a centralized power that the elite are going to use to, you know, have their utopia or whatever they think they're going to bring in.
No, I think that's a good way to describe it. And I like to keep it, my listener gets this, that we have a huge conversation here and that we're only just scratching on the surface. So I think that we're safe to proceed with the conversation. You know, I think that's one of the reasons that I've been bringing people here to do this thing, is because this particular audience, the people who are listening here, are ready for this conversation. They know what it is we're talking about. And so I think that we're on the right path with these conversations that we're having. So the huge picture here is centralized control, and it's about a trickle down to everyone else. It's all of these different phrases and terms that people have heard before, but you try to break it up into sections and make it palatable for people so they can take it a little bit at a time or take their piece at a time. This is a first part, the anatomy of the global agenda. It's a first in a 3-part series. Is that still the plan?
Yes, this is volume one, and there's 3 total volumes. This in the first volume, I kind of just touch on. If you don't mind, I'll go over
table
of contents.
No, please, absolutely,
you know, kind of briefly. But I just open it up with chapter one: What is the New World Order? And then the subtitles in there. I go over the Georgia Guidestones, the Communist Manifesto, the Fabian Socialist Society, and the Cloward and Pivens. Let me stop right here. I should have answered your question, what is the New World Order, with my very first chapter in the book, basically. It right. is the institution of the Georgia Guidestones. It is the institution of the Communist Manifesto. It is the ideology of the Fabian Socialist Society, and it is backed up by the economic policies of the Cloward Pivens, all being driven by the mightiest military on the face of the planet, the United States, acting as the global police. So that, you know, New World Order is kind of like an iceberg. You see 10% of an iceberg. Same thing with the New World Order. So we can throw out Cloward and Pivens, and we can throw out, you know, all these key terms, but you're still not really at 10%. The best definition I can come up with globalism is the one I gave you a while ago. It is a centralized power of your economic policy, of your military might, your corporate powers. It's just centralized power where they're going to control the resources, they're going to control the food sources, the military sources, and, you know, everything. It's just centralized power on a global scale.
And that has a natural consequence as you grab a hold of all of these other areas of society and governance and the marketplace, that you end up consolidating. And we've watched it more and more over the years. I was talking about it a little bit earlier in this show in the terms of media and how it's consolidated. You know, it's at the beginning of the 90s, they were all just switching. Like, GE had just bought NBC, and CCS or whatever the heck it was had bought ABC, and you know, it was just all of these different large corporations at the time owned these separate entities, and now it's hardly that at all. There's like 6 now, and it's gone through this weird fluctuation of a huge opportunity and growth in how many were out there and the stuff to choose from. But then as that became a reality, more and more the consolidation began, so that it happened with, I guess this is the best way to explain this, and this is the way it's going across the board. This is indicative of the entire globalist agenda and plan as I see it. And it happened in radio, and it happened in television, where the larger two or three or four companies, Cumulus, to name one that's still around, owned all of the major properties and bought up all of the smaller radio stations and took control of it that way. And though it swung back, there's actually been a technology change, and this is what's helped them, and you can confirm this, on their path to this globalism and centralized, controlled, complete domination of the world. It's the oh gosh, I forgot where I was going. What happens is I can get into this conversation. We go so many different directions with it, and it was just this idea that at one time there were all of these a large group of places that you could go and you could get your information from, and then it became a smaller group, and then it became a larger group. And like it is now, where you can go and get all this information, except that you don't see that it's all owned by these other entities. Even the Google thing was a perfect example. Google messes with your search terms, and I showed it and proved it today. It's just another one of these central controlled places where it's the one of the largest, if not the largest, search engine option out there. Most people are using it, so most people either are happy to let their results be controlled, or they don't realize their results are being controlled. That was what I was getting at. It's just that larger overall centralized control of everything that has occurred. And even though you see it spreading out, it's left its control and markers. The physical thing in the studios and radio stations and television stations across the nation was they went from analog to digital. So you can no longer broadcast a signal locally that can't be stopped without actually going and stopping it from the transit. So you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly, yep. And if you notice, whenever both you and I obviously know what the New World Order is front and back, we know what globalism front and back, but if you notice, if someone asks you what it is or asks me what it is, we're going to stumble because it is so big. You just touched on another centralized, you know, we could talk about centralized power or streamlining economics, news like you just did, consumer goods, and all kinds of things. But if you go to chapter 8 in my book, where it talks about methods to keep the agenda rolling forward, the subtitles in that is Operation Mockingbird, Operation Gladio, Operation Northwoods, and Operation Paperclip. And these are just methods that they use to streamline. The first chapter I gave you with Cloward and Pivens and all that, those are just another examples on the economic side of how they streamline. So that's what it is. It's just gaining control of all the resources. And at the heart of globalism, this is very important, especially from the anarchist side, at the heart of globalism is the abolishment of property rights. Now, I know within the anarchist community, you know, some believe that they can own stuff and other people don't believe that they can own stuff, but you got to realize at the heart of the Communist Manifesto, the very heart that Karl Marx drafted up was the abolishment of property rights. No, you cannot get to the end of communism, to the end of socialism, or to the end of totalitarian without surrendering property rights. So that's very important. I know people don't think they like to, you know, that they can't own anything or whatever, you know, whatever.
No, I appreciate you bringing that up. It's an important point. Go ahead.
That's at the heart of these. That's why you're seeing the legislation. And you got to remember, I'm a policy writer. I sit down with senators all the time. This is what I do. At the heart of this, at every single meeting, is they're trying to take everything from you. I have to be more hard-headed than the senator I'm sitting from to keep your rights How ridiculous is that? So whether we want to battle each other on, and I'll let you finish your point, you know, whether we want to own, whether we can own stuff or not, at the heart of globalism is stripping you of property rights.
No, I'm glad that you brought that up, because my listener will tell you that is something that I am adamant about. I believe that it absolutely is the core, because the core of an anarchist, their true value should be that the individual has the highest right to self, and that if you, you know, if you don't, then you are the property of someone else. So absolutely, property is at the heart of it, and that's why I will fight against the so-called anarcho-communist side of this particular conversation, because that's what they're doing. They're advocating theft. They're advocating stealing my property and putting it in somebody else's name for whatever their reason, whatever it is. It may be even a good altruistic reason. We got to go into a break. We'll be right back with my guest, Michael Howell. Go to towardanarchy.com, click on today's date, and you can follow along.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Toward Anarchy on RBN with Michael Storm.
There is a that particular area is a huge area of contention between anarchists, and there's no reason for it because it should be self-evident. The things that you work for, the things that you do, your labor, your time, and the things that come out of those, whether it's money or the money that you take to buy something, your home, your car, my little comic books and toys and all the funny little things that I entertain myself with, all of these things, they're ours. They're our right because we work for them honestly and otherwise acquired them honestly. And there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to have these things. And there's this huge conversation in the anarchist community, supposed anarchists, let's put it that way, because there's these – they can't be real anarchists if they actually believe that – you can't own what you have, that you can't have property. And then they try to, well, let's make a distinction between property and personal goods, as opposed to, like, there's some sort of difference between those things. They're things that I acquired, things that I own otherwise and care for and invested in, whatever it is. There's every reason to believe that we should have those things. It sounded like my guest Michael Howe might have more on the property thing and how much it is, how much that means controlling it, how much that means to globalism.
Well, it's at the heart of globalism. If I don't own it, who owns it? The state does. Well, once the state owns it, I just left anarchy. Not only did I leave anarchy, I left self-ownership, self-responsibility. Everything that's at the heart of anarchy, I leave if I do not own something. Because if I don't own it, either the community owns it or the state owns it. Well, there's nothing anarchy about that. There's nothing stopping globalism about that. So it's very important that you maintain self-ownership, self-responsibility. Self-responsibility is at the heart of anarchy. And
I think so. I think, of course, property is, because that's talking about the individual. This is a really short segment right here. So go ahead and finish your thought on that, and then we'll come back at the top of the hour and we'll tackle some of the actual economic functions of it and try to just scratch the surface on some of these things, you know?
Sure. I don't know how much time you got left before the break. I don't know
Just about a minute or so. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I had. I mean, once you surrender, and we can use property, I don't care if it's a stick of gum. If I don't own it, somebody has to have control of it, distributions or something of it. If I don't own it, who owns it? It either goes to a community or it goes to the state. And I just left anarchy. I just left.
Do you think that the reason that most of these people talk about this is because of the actual physical property and the advantage that owning this piece of property over here, and I'm talking about the actual land, is to that person versus this piece over here, or particularly the individual who doesn't own anything at all?
Well, when you get to land and talk about ownership, here's one of the key things about land. If you found gold or if you found any minerals on your land or whatever, you don't own the land anymore. The government does. So that's another whole, we could do a whole show on that as well.
Yeah, we could. We'll come right back on Toward Anarchy with my guest, Michael Howell, and we will continue the conversation of the New World Order and the Federal Reserve and globalism and anarchy right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.